This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Rossby Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's March 7th here at Gillette Stadium. The weather's finally getting warm. We have Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Eric Scalvino today to give you all the latest moves on the roster. What's been going on?
Thanks, Lori. And as the weather has been heating up, the Patriots have finally broken into this free agent party, although the bulk of the action and the biggest moves is re-signing their own players. March 3rd, we'll go through all the different maneuverings here, and then we'll discuss some of them. March 3rd, they re-signed Randy Moss, which was obviously the big fish other than Asante Samuel for them. The same day, they signed free agent wide receiver and special teamer Sam Aiken, formerly of the Bills. A day later, they added cornerback Jason Webster, who brings a little veteran depth to the secondary. One day after that, Jabbar Gaffney remembered that the grass is very green out there in Gillette Stadium and re-signed with the team on a one-year deal. Then the Patriots, a day later, added another veteran cornerback in Lewis Sanders, as well as a veteran safety in Tank Williams. So, Tom Casale, Eric Scalvino joining me here. Tom, obviously the biggest move, Randy Moss. Sometimes I think it gets looked over because you're just bringing back a guy that everybody assumed was coming back, but there was some curious time there when maybe the Eagles were in the game, and this would have been a tough offseason had Samuel and Moss both flown to Philly.
Yeah, apparently the Eagles were a lot closer than people had originally thought to getting Moss, which would have been devastating,
right,
as you said. But now when you bring Moss back, when you bring Jabbar Gaffney back, you still have Wes Welker. You lose Stallworth, but I think he's easily replaced by either a Chad Jackson or someone else they bring in. So offensively, I think they're okay. And then they're kind of doing, you know, I think you compared it to the Red Sox first base situation,
yep,
that defensive back. Let's bring in 20 guys. Hope we find two or three.
If one of them's David Ortiz, then they're fine.
Yeah, right. So I think that's what they're doing. I don't really like Jason Webster, never have. I think he'll have a tough time making the roster. Tank Williams is a guy, if he's healthy, can add some depth to safety. But I think corner and linebacker, they're going to continue to do this, bringing guys in. I know they're bringing your guy in, Seward, for a visit.
Yeah, Seward, he visited, had some quotes from his agent saying it went very well, and they actually expect to receive a restricted free agent offer. Would cost a fifth-round compensation to the Panthers. But he's a guy they liked coming into the league with versatility, 3-4 front. I'm intrigued by him, more so than any of these Aiken, Tank Williams, Jason Webster.
Now those
Seward intrigues me because he's
right,
young.
Aiken, he's a special teams
right,
guy. You know, Webster, third cornerback at best probably. But you get, like you said, one of these linebackers who's been in the league, hasn't played a lot, but
right,
he was a guy they like coming out of college. Maybe he can come to this system and provide that depth of inside linebacker.
At least there's a chance he could be Mike Vrabel.
Right.
This is one of those weeks where you wish the Patriots would hold those press conferences like other teams do when they sign a guy and they bring him out and they introduce you, because we have no idea who these guys are, basically who they even look like, what they can do on the field. Yeah, they've got some experience in the league, but we're gonna need more than cue cards or something to figure out who these guys are come training camp, because there's not much history with them in this league.
Lewis
so.
Sanders, I've never heard of.
I liked him at Maryland. He played at Maryland. He was one of those draft guys. I like one of my mid round guys,
yeah,
that I haven't heard from since. That often happens with my draft projections, but a
couple of years later,
yeah,
they show up.
A couple years later,
he's been in the league 8 years. Yeah, he definitely is coaching up, and that's what they're hoping. They're hoping he's one of those guys that is 35% better in their system than he is anywhere
else.
And
it's probably one of those guys like a Seward, where when he came out, Bill probably liked him a little bit. And
so Bill's like me?
Yeah.
He doesn't learn from his mistakes. I liked him once. I'm signing him.
But he's picking him up for nothing.
Right.
And then seeing, you know, maybe we can get him. When you look at guys that they're picking up, we're hearing about a Hank Poteet. I mean, if Hank Poteet can play here and play big minutes for the Patriots defense, pretty much anybody can, as
right,
long as they can play. So,
well, Hank Poteet is the poster child. Everyone always says, when you're talking about the second, I mean, he won games with Hank Poteet
right
out there, so he's the poster child for signing a Lewis Sanders.
Now it could be, hey, they won games with Lewis Sanders
right
out there.
They haven't done it that often. They haven't been that good at it. They've been better in the secondary, but The hits were a long time ago, and everybody points to, well, they brought in Antoine Smith and Brian Cox and Roman Pfeiffer, and these guys played for years. Well, Tyrone Poole had one good year. All the other, Starks and Chad Brown, a lot of those were misses, and those were these low-level signings. And I just wonder, you know, maybe they'll hit the top end of the draft, and you'll have, you know, first day you'll have a linebacker, two corners, or two linebackers and a corner, and maybe that'll add some talent here. I just feel like you lost your best player, and you're trying to just replace him with these bit pieces. If Ellis Hobbs had left and they brought these guys in, okay, maybe one of them can be good enough to replace Ellis Hobbs. But you lost two of your top three corners, and you're trying to replace them with, no disrespect to these guys, but Jags.
And based on the contract that Samuel got in Philly, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Patriots could have retained
him. Yeah, if they wanted him, they could have had, well, maybe not at that point, but the money did not preclude them from re-signing him.
Sure.
So I still think there's a ton of work to be done on that defense, and I'm not alone. Fred Kirsch, who has obviously seen things through Patriots glasses as much as anyone, admits there's a lot of work to be done for that to be a championship-level defense. Obviously, the offense, as Tom said,
you got
just about everybody back. You know, fans might want to see a new right tackle. You need a new Kyle Brady, whatever. But the key members, key parts of that offense are back. Defensively, you know, a week into free agency here, there's a lot of work left to be done. And
the thing about Moss that's interesting, too, is when we were talking about those rumors of him maybe going to Philly and them throwing a lot of money at him, he could have gotten more money. And probably
so he
Philly.
Says.
So he says, and so his agent says.
Right.
But, you know, and if that's the case, it's interesting that now 2 years in a row, he's taking a little bit less than he could have gotten to play with a team.
Good call by him.
That has another chance to win a Super Bowl for him, which he's never gotten to do.
Even more so than the Super Bowl, which I buy him wanting to win. I also buy him wanting to just have fun. And I buy him, when he runs down the field, he wants the ball to be within 3 yards of where he's going to be. Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady gives him, as much as, you know, two or three quarterbacks in the league, the best chance to do that. So I think it's as much about just having fun when he goes down the field as it is trying to win a championship. But a lot of work left to be done, and we'll be here to cover it in the coming weeks as these roster reports. Always interesting when you bring in the likes of Lewis Sanders to talk about. And Tom Cassell will be back to break it down that he liked him 8 years earlier.
Yep, 8 years earlier. Tank Williams, he'll be vying for a spot with Bubba Ventrone, who was just up in the PFW offices and sought me out. Yep.
That's true. Bubba did stop to say hello to Tom Cassell.
Called him by name on a first-name basis.
Tank Williams has some work to do if he's going to make the roster over that guy, who would have been Super Bowl MVP if they had won.
That's very popular, you know, that idea.
I can't believe I'm talking to Tom Cassell.
He was getting a lot of votes after that tackle on kickoff. But anyway, that's going to put the wraps on this roster report. A lot of movings here in the first week of free agency. The Patriots, I'm sure, will be active in weeks to come, and we'll be here to discuss it. Right now, we go back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new roster report podcast. Also, join us for the draft process review every Wednesday. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.